Brachus, Perak Beis, Mishnah Davil, Ilun Nishmas, Rav Kleinimus Kamish, Ben Rebbe Elimelech. Ha'umnin Koin Barosha Ilun or Barosha Nidbach, Masha'inin Roshayin Lasus came betfilo. Umnin craftsmen, people that would cut wood or put up walls, you know, like building, so they're able to read Krishma on top of the tree, Barosha Ilun or Barosha Nidbach, or on top of this first, the top layer of stones or bricks. Masha'inin Roshayin Lasus came betfilo, but they're not allowed to do so by davening. The difference is by Shema, a person knows that he only has to have kavanah for the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. Therefore, he's able to have that concentration when he's on top of a tree, where he's on top of this row of bricks or whatever. But by tefillah, he has to have complete concentration the whole Shemona Esrei. So in tefillah, he has to go down. Now, we're dealing with somebody that's an uman, which is a person that's, you know, he's hired as a contractor or whatever, a wage earner. Now, he has to make sure that although he stops work for the Shema part, the Rambam, the Rosh, they say that he still has to complete the first parsha before getting back to work. So even though he only needs to have kavana for the first pasuk of Shema, he can't go and get back to work because that's showing that Shema is arai. It shows that Shema is transient, it's unimportant, because it's similar, like the Rosh says, it's similar to a person like in shul, waving at somebody while he's saying Shema, winking, you know, making gestures or whatever. So That's when you just go right from the first pasuk of Shema and just continue and start working again, so that makes Shema into a very transient arai thing, and therefore the Rishonim say that this person has to complete the first parsha of Shema, and then after the first parsha of Shema, he can go back to his work and complete Shema while he's working. But by tefillah he has to go back down and say the whole thing.